Virginia gubernatorial candidate Pete Snyder blasts MLB, spineless CEOs. By Ashley Oliver on April 19, 2021. Virginia Republican Pete Snyder, who is running for governor, is campaigning against woke capitalism in the wake of the boycotts aimed at Georgia's election laws. Providing his remarks during an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. Snyder, a longtime businessman who founded New Media Strategies and is now CEO of Disruptor Capital, told host Matthew Boyle that if he is elected governor, he won't care about the woke crowd at all. Snyder said, "I know some people don't believe this, and the woke crowd doesn't like to say it, but I believe our founding fathers were geniuses, and they not only were the architects of what became the Commonwealth of Virginia, they're the architects of the United States of America. And they designed Virginia to be a very powerful governorship second only to California as far as true brute strength and power. But they have it as 1 4-year term, and I am a tried and true conservative. I'm going to get in office. I'm going to make real conservative change. I won't care about the woke crowd at all. We're going to get the job done, and then I am going to get out of Dodge and we're going to set it up for the next conservative. That's true principle," Snyder added. Listen. Republicans across the country became re-energized in their fight against corporations supporting leftist causes after Major League Baseball, MLB, moved its All-Star game out of Atlanta in protest of Georgia passing a high-profile election integrity bill and Atlanta-based companies, including Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines, publicly disavowed the bill as disappointing and unacceptable. When asked how Republicans should combat such moves by wealthy corporations, Snyder said that consumers should essentially partake in boycotts of their own by not providing them with business. "I am thrilled that Major League Baseball is seeing a major decline in their public image and in their ratings. We've got to hit them where it counts, and that's the pocketbook," he said. Snyder assessed that left-wing individuals and groups pressure corporations, and as a result, the corporations bend to their demands. "There are two things here," he said. "One, there is a cancel culture out there. And two, there is woke capitalism, which is weak-kneed, spineless Wall Street titans and corporate chieftains who get a couple emails from the left, believe the lies, and then they fund this hate. They then fund BLM. They then fund the cancel culture, and we need to crack down on the origins of this. Which is, we can no longer be supporting companies that take this type of a stance." Snyder also appeared to take a veiled shot at former Carlyle Group CEO Glenn Youngkin, another Republican in the governor's race, who has been the target of attacks, some anonymous, related to his time at Carlyle. "We see it with baseball. We see it with Coca-Cola and Delta. It is wrong. It's even reared its ugly head in this Virginia governor's race. And I view this, any chieftain that makes that kind of decision, that's a character flaw. We cannot be. You can't go out there and say you're going to fight against the cancel culture when you actually fund and fuel this kind of hate," Snyder said. "I have zero sympathy and zero patience for these kowtowing corporations and brands." Snyder and Youngkin have both stood out in the race for their ability to self-fund their campaigns. According to first quarter campaign finance records, Snyder and Youngkin were able to loan themselves more than $5 million, amassing $6.8 million and $7.7 million in total contributions, respectively, and far outraising any other Republican candidate. On the Democrats' side, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, D, a longtime Clinton ally, overshadowed the party's other hopefuls, hitting $4.2 million in contributions in the first quarter. More significantly, though, McAuliffe's campaign is sitting on more money than Snyder, Youngkin, or any other candidate, clocking in at $8.5 million in cash on hand as of March 31. Snyder said, "We are going to shock the world on November 2 by putting the final nail in the final Clinton dynasty coffin." Terry McAuliffe is the last of the Mohicans for the Clinton clan. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.